praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, praise Him, all you Jews. Lord, in mercy, look over us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say that He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say that He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let all who fear the Lord say that He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let all who fear the Lord say that He is good, for His mercy endures forever. In affliction I call upon the Lord, and He heard me in a broad place. The Lord is my helper, I shall not be afraid of what man will say to me, will do to me. The Lord is my helper, I shall look upon my enemies. It is good to trust the Lord, rather than to trust man. It is good to hope in the Lord, rather than to hope in rulers. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I defended myself against them. They circled and surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I defended myself against them. They surrounded me like bees around me, and they were inflamed like fire in a thorn bush. But in the name of the Lord I defended myself against them. I was shoved and disheartened that I might fall. But the Lord took hold of me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He became my salvation. The sound of exceeding joy and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord works its power. The right hand of the Lord exalted me. The right hand of the Lord worked its power. I shall not die but live and tell the Lord's words. The Lord chastened and corrected me, but He did not give up, did not give me up to death. Open the gates of righteousness to me. I will enter there and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall go in through it. I will give thanks to you, for you heard me, and you became my salvation. The stone the builders rejected, the same became the head of the corner. And this came about from the Lord, and it is wonderful to our eyes. This is the day the Lord made. Let us praise and rejoice and be glad in Him. The Lord save us now. The Lord prosper us now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, who blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and He revealed Himself to us. Appoint a feast for yourselves, decked with branches, even to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I shall exalt you. I will give thanks to you, for you heard me, and you became my salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. All right. Didn't really read that whole chapter to start with, but I noticed something in there, a couple things. Verse 22, it says, the stone the builders rejected, the same became the head of the corner. You guys know in the New Testament it talks about the head corner, so do you know what that's talking about there?
Jesus was the head cornerstone.
Yeah, who rejected him?
The people on the
side
rejected him.
Right. He's the chief cornerstone. The builder rejected him. Now there's one phrase in here that's repeated about five or six times in this chapter. Can you tell me which verse that was? Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, it kind of started out where the first three or four verses, that's all that it's every end of every verse says, for His mercy endures forever, and then at the end of the chapter it says it again. Just talks about, it's going through here, like all the, like, verse 11, it says, the enemy circled around me, but God's mercy kept him safe. And just talks about how God, His mercy does, just how much mercy God has to give us, to take care of us when stuff's takes care of us, even though it doesn't seem like it sometimes. God's plan for us is always for everything that goes on in our lives. God allows it to happen to make us better or better. We can learn from it and do better next time, or we can do it, or we can take that and get bitter about it and then reject God, or we can just take and accept it. But God always is merciful to us, to allow us to come back to Him, even though if we do fall away. Well, that's kind of about all I have, I think. Just have some memory verses. Actually, I'll tell you right now what your assignment is for next week. So, in verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give an example of your life of how God is good to you or your family, preferably just to you personally, but just give an example of that."
Our assignment was somehow where we can please the Lord, and I thought about how if we we're pleasing the Lord if we make good use of our time and do good stuff and not much stuff that's just for fun and stuff, and if we take time to help our siblings and help poor people and stuff like that, then we're pleasing the Lord.
I got, if do whatever without complaining what your parents tell you to do and go the extra mile.
We can obey God when we're boys by obeying our parents and being kind to one another.
We should obey our parents and if they tell us to do a job, we should do more than we're supposed to do. We need to do more than that we're asked to do.
When it's sometimes hard for us to get the mowing done, and like we one way we can follow the Lord is to, if our daddy tells us to do something, we need to do more than he told us to do.
I thought about we could just obey our parents and respect people older than us and be thankful.
We're supposed to get the difference between a Pharisee and a disciple, and I thought about how Pharisees are proud and they can't stand to have other weaker brothers around and all. And one way that we could be that way, that we don't want to, we shouldn't be, is that we could just be proud and not want other people to be around that or just think that everybody has to be the way we are.
I thought about how an unrighteous man thinks he has all the answers and is unwilling to hear what anyone else would have to say and even think that he might be wrong. I was thinking about how the characteristic of a Pharisee, and something that I find in myself a lot, is that a Pharisee is afraid of everything and envious instead of desirous of the truth. and to please God and love his brother.
The difference between a Pharisee and a disciple would be a Pharisee, just or religious, someone who seems religious, who just does good only to a certain extent, does good to get for his own gain, I guess. You know, if somebody else does good so it will be noticed, or if it's to his benefit. True disciples should just do good no matter what, whether it helps him or just does good to help others.
A Pharisee won't take advice because they think they have all the answers, and a righteous man looks for advice, and so he can find answers.
I thought about a Pharisee and a disciple. The difference would be like the Good Samaritan. He stopped to help that man when the Pharisees just kept on going, and they looked down and they saw the man laying beside the road, but they just kept on going because they didn't want to get their hands dirty.
I had the story about the Good Samaritan, how when the man gets beat up and robbed, the first two men just walked by and didn't claim to be Christians, but they didn't want to get their hands dirty. And the third man came by and did what he was, did help the guy.
Luke 18:10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself: God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, even like this tax collector. For I fast twice a week and pay tithes of all that I get. So the Pharisee was really proud, and he thought he had it all together and was really following the Lord. But really, he was proud.
I got the Good Samaritan. The Pharisees didn't want to touch him because they were going to do duties in the temple. But the Samaritan helped him.
Matthew 23:28. So you too outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Pharisees are just proud and don't really. They're proud, and Christians shouldn't be like that.
Older boys for next week, give your thoughts on how you think the truth of the Lord endures forever, and what are some of the truths that you know that endure. Give some examples of that.